97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning, and you know we are huge on the American Idol here on Kiss. We're hooking up with Fox 33. We're going to send someone to the finale of American Idol. Details on that coming up. But as you remember, part of the screening process are the auditions. And on the phone with us right now, he's known as Bikini Boy. Ty Hemmerling is on the phone. Ty, how you doing, dude?
I'm not bad, dude. How are you?
And I'm sorry if this sounds weird, but I knew I was be interviewing Bikini Boy. I figured your voice would be a little bit higher.
No, yeah, I get that a lot, strangely, actually. But no, it started out as a joke. A lot of people have been getting a lot of mixed comments about it on Facebook, everything like that. It wasn't serious. Those of you who got it, nice. Thank you.
I thought it was funny.
And that's all it was supposed to be.
Did you?
You know, there's some people. One person told me I needed to find Jesus. So,
really?
Yeah.
I think that person needs to find a sense of humor, because that's all it was. I mean, you were poking fun of the girl who showed up in the bikini last year and the whole thing. Did you think that you'd end up in front of the judges? Because it's a long screening process just to get that joke in.
No, it is. And, you know, no, actually, I didn't. When I first showed up at Invesco Field, it was just like, you know what? We'll make fun of Bikini Girl, whatever, and I'll get my picture taken in a bikini in front of, you know, 10,000 people at Invesco. But they kept passing me through, so it was kind of surreal, I guess. And the next thing I knew, I was in front of the judges, and it was pretty funny.
So the screening process, we talked to Boob Girl earlier this season, the girl who like did the faint early on in the season.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
the one who
I get you.
Yeah. So we talked to her, and she was talking a little bit about the screening process, how she was from New York and had to fly back to Chicago like three times. Did you have to do the same thing? Was it like three multiple days where you had to keep going back and going back?
Yep. The first day was in Invesco. I showed up at 5 o'clock to wait in line. I didn't get out of there after signing all the paperwork when I made it through that round. I didn't get out of there until like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
And then two weeks later, I went back. And then I had to do two more auditions. The first one, I just walked in there like, oh, it's Bikini Boy, you're through. The next one, I actually had to sing for. I actually had to sing two songs because the executive producer didn't really like my first song.
Okay, which song was that?
That one was I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
That's funny.
The second
I like that
one, I just sang Carrie Underwood's Last Name. That was the song that they had everybody learn. And then he passed me through, and the next day I showed up, and then that's when they started taping everything.
So you literally had to don that bikini like four or five times.
Yeah.
Same bikini? Is that something that you bought, you went out and bought and sized up, or did you borrow it from somebody?
No, I borrowed it from my girlfriend, actually.
And now that you've got to Bikini Boy fame, thanks to American Idol, you actually decided to do something really cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody will want it after I've been crammed into it for 3 days, but I did. I put it up for auction on eBay, and 100% of the proceeds go to the American Red Cross Haiti Fund. So
that's cool. That's very cool. And you're over $100 already on the bid.
Yeah, but last time it looks like it's at 113 right now. So.
And what you can do if you want to link to it, go to cnykiss.com, Big Papa's blog fun stuff page. I will have a link up to the site. So if you want to, the pictures you have up are fantastic. It's you in the bikini, and on your stomach, it's written, Help Haiti. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we figured, I always thought, I was like, you know what? I might as well use my 15 minutes of fame and try and do something good.
Well, here's the thing. There's been three people who did not make it through to Hollywood that people are going to remember. It was the Pants on the Ground guy. The Boob Girl who we talked to, and you.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that you're going to end up on the finale. That's just my gut reaction.
You know, that would be cool. I don't know. I might have to borrow somebody else's bikini, but you know whatever works.
But hey, you know, it's what's your normal job?
It was for a radio stunt. At the time I worked for a morning show. Like back when this was taped, I was on nights at the station that I work for.
That a boy.
And I was doing stuff for the morning show, but now the morning show's gone. Syndication took over my night shift, so I'm just doing prod and promo stuff for the station.
Oh boy, so you're I feel for you. As a former unemployed radio guy, I feel you on this.
So, you know, I'm hoping it'll open up some doors. I've been sending out my demos, stuff like that, all over. So, you know, if American Idol can help, why not?
And you realize your best bet is to nickname yourself Bikini Boy at this point, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably the on-air name that is going to stick.
And showing up for live broadcasts at car dealerships in a bikini.
Yep, that's what I
got to
do, I guess.
Yeah, it's Ty Hemmerling, Bikini Boy from American Idol. He's auctioning off the bikini that he wore on the episode to benefit Haiti Relief. And go to CNYKiss.com, Big Papa's Blog, Fun Stuff page, and hook that up. Do you have a website so we can find you and keep updated with you at all?
We're actually in the process of making one. Me and the web girl at the station are in the process of making one now. But you can find me on my Facebook, just type in Ty Hemmerling, man. You can become my friend.
All right, man. Sounds good. It's Ty Hemmerling, Bikini Boy. Again, the bikini is up for auction and on eBay. Just go to cmykiss.com and you'll click right over to it. Dude, from one radio guy to another, good luck with everything, all right?
Hey, right on, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's all good. And knowing the radio business, doing the prod and all the behind the scenes stuff is kind of tedious. So I understand, and I'm hopefully that you'll land a full time gig somewhere.
Yeah, I hope so too, man. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Not
I
a
really
problem,
do.
Dude. We'll see you at the finale, Bikini Boy. Everybody, Ty Hemmerling, CNYKiss.com. I'm sorry, dude. It's gonna stick, just like Big Papa stuck with me. You are now officially Bikini Boy. You're gonna be 70 years old, spinning Frank Sinatra somewhere, and you're still gonna be Bikini Boy. I'm sorry.
That's all right, dude. I don't know. Maybe, but when I'm 70, heck, I'll put it on one more time for good old sense.
That a boy. It's Ty Hemmerling, Bikini Boy, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM.